So the part I love most about this idea of reality transurfing isn't the science fiction, even though that's really cool, but it's the sovereignty. Because if there really are infinite versions of reality playing out simultaneously, then that means you're not stuck in any of them. You can change the channel at any time. You can change the channel this moment. And so the key isn't to fight the current reality, it's to shift your state of being, your current state of being in this present time. So the mirror only reflects what's in front of it. If you smile, it smiles back. If you frown, it's not gonna argue that frown. It's just gonna agree, like, yeah, we're frowning. So the question becomes, what frequency am I offering? What inner movie am I projecting outward? Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And welcome to Freaky Friday. I'm so excited to talk about this topic, as it's one that I've always been curious of since I heard about it, read books on it, and I felt like, you know what, I want to elaborate on it for a Freaky Friday, because whether or not we believe in this topic, it's very interesting. But first, I'm really excited for the person who created our introduction, as they just released some more music. So if you love, I know a lot of people love our introduction. That's why I've kept it this whole time, because I'm like, this just brings us back to that magical feeling. I'm not changing it anytime soon. And it was created by Sean Loux, and his Instagram is SionLouks, and he's always been so supportive, and he just released yesterday on Your Own Magic's 8th birthday, but not because of that. He probably has no idea. He just released some music, so go ahead and check it out. You can listen to Sean's music on every platform. The songs are called All I Know and Alive, and obviously they are brilliantly done. Such a talented, creative artist. Go say hello to him on Instagram. Again, his Instagram is Sion, Sean, Louks, Louks. So Sean Louks. So thank you, Sean, for everything you've done for Your Own Magic. And it's so exciting. He's so talented. Now let's get into our Freaky Friday topic, as we're diving into one of those topics that feels like a lucid dream that you don't want to wake up from. And the idea that there isn't just one version of reality, but an infinite ocean of them. And we're constantly surfing between waves without even realizing it when you believe in this thought of reality transurfing. And it's a concept that sounds sci-fi, but if you've ever experienced deja vu, a sudden shift in your life that felt too clean to be a coincidence, or just something you felt like you remembered, or a moment where you just knew something was different about the timeline you were in, then you've already brushed against it. So I first stumbled across the idea through a book by a Russian quantum physicist named Vadim Zeland, who described life as a kind of multidimensional film reel. Pretty cool. All possible versions of every moment exists at once, according to him. So they're like parallel reels that are stacked on top of each other. And you don't manifest a new movie, right? You simply just change the channel. We just shift our timeline and just change the channel. And I was like, what? That blew my mind. Because if that's true, then maybe every decision or every emotion or every belief is a kind of frequency dial, tuning us to a different version of ourselves. So let's explore what that really means, scientifically and spiritually and personally, because whether you believe this theory or not, it invites a powerful, powerful question. What if you're already living in the version of reality that matches the energy you've been radiating? Boom. I mean, I feel like a lot of us resonate with this concept anyway, but wait till you hear about reality transurfing if you don't know about it yet. So the basics, reality transurfing, it isn't something that happens to us. It's something that reflects us. It mirrors our inner state like water mirrors the moon. So the world, according to Zeland, is made up of infinite possibilities and what he calls lifelines. Each lifeline is a unique version of the world existing simultaneously in the quantum field. And we don't create them. They already exist. We simply move our attention and energy toward the one that matches our internal frequency. So if you're in a state of frustration, the mirror of reality reflects back people, experiences, and circumstances that reinforce that energy. But when you drop resistance and shift into neutrality, then that light, steady sense of everything is okay, the mirror softens and life starts responding differently. And we all know that this is easier said than done, right? Because when we get triggered or frustrated or enraged in any way, that's not an easy thing to just turn off and just go into a state of neutrality. And it almost feels like spiritual bypassing, which is a whole other topic. But he swears by learning to drop the resistance and shift into neutrality will bring us more light. And so the wild part, there's often a delay. Just like a mirror takes a second to catch the new movement, reality lags, which is why people sometimes mistake it for fate or coincidence. So reality transurfing also introduces the idea of excess potential. That's what happens when we cling too tightly to an outcome, or when we crave and chase and stress, and that energy creates imbalance, like a static interference, and the universe then balances out by pushing the thing away and making it harder to reach. Okay, so instead of manifesting through tension, transurfing says to lower the importance of something that you really want. Stop trying to bend reality and instead glide with it. So lower the importance. It's like surfing a wave. You don't fight the water. You flow with its rhythm. And in that flow, the parallel realities start to align and you find yourself meeting the right people and receiving the right message and landing in the right place. Not because you forced it, but because you tuned into the version of reality where that was already happening. If reality really is a mirror, if infinite timelines exist all at once, then it might explain those strange little moments that we've all had, right? The ones that make you pause mid-step and think, oh wait, something's off. Maybe you felt like an object disappeared and then remembered exactly where you swear you already looked. Or maybe you've had that glitch in the matrix moment where the same person walks by twice, wearing the same thing at the same place, even though it feels like a fully different day or year. Or maybe you've run into a stranger who feels so familiar that it does something inside of you. It aches, perhaps, like a reunion your soul recognizes, but your memory doesn't. I feel like we've all had these moments. And so reality transurfing offers one possible explanation for it. You might have just shifted lifelines. Interesting, right? So Zeeland says every thought, emotion, and decision subtly shifts your frequency. And when the frequency changes, so does the film reel. You move from one version of reality to another so seamlessly that your mind fills in the gaps and it edits the jump cuts like a skilled director, so you don't notice the splice, of course. All right, so quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and hormone harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. That's why déjà vu can feel like echoes from another lifeline. A moment your consciousness has already experienced somewhere else. It's not that the brain is malfunctioning or anything. It's that it's remembering a scene from a nearby version of reality. And some people even report full-on timeline jumps, like waking up one morning and swearing something in their life is different. A logo or a lyric or even a historical fact. The Mandela Effect. You're probably very familiar with this. The collective version of this, millions of people remembering the same alternate detail, like the Berenstain Bears. Or was it the Berenstain Bears? Did the Monopoly Man ever wear a monocle? Tiny things, but enough to make us wonder if we all swapped film reels for a second. And then there's the more subtle kind of timeline shift, the emotional ones. You know that feeling that when everything in your life feels suddenly lighter or maybe even a little heavier, but you can't pinpoint why. Sometimes it's not a mood, it's resonance. You may have stepped into a version of reality that matches your current vibration. And so here's the wild part. Zeelin believed you can do this deliberately by consciously aligning your energy, your beliefs, your actions with the reality that you prefer. And you can, in a sense, surf, quote unquote, surf from one lifeline to another. It's not about forcing change. It's about remembering that change is already happening constantly. We're moving between micro realities every moment. We just usually call it time. So the part I love most about this idea of reality transurfing isn't the science fiction, even though that's really cool, but it's the sovereignty. Because if there really are infinite versions of reality playing out simultaneously, then that means you're not stuck in any of them. You can change the channel at any time. You can change the channel this moment. And so the key isn't to fight the current reality, it's to shift your state of being, your current state of being in this present time. So the mirror only reflects what's in front of it. If you smile, it smiles back. If you frown, it's not going to argue that frown. It's just going to agree, like, yeah, we're frowning. So the question becomes, what frequency am I offering? What inner movie am I projecting outward? In transurfing, the goal isn't to manifest through tension or craving. It's to become so internally aligned that the outer world can't help but match your new signal. Zeeland calls it the coordination of intention. And that means holding two things at once. You've got your inner intention, your clear sense of who you are and what you prefer. Then you've got your outer intention. You trust that life is already arranging itself to match that vibration. So instead of begging reality to change, you quietly start living the version of you who already exists on the timeline you prefer, which is something I fully, fully believe and agree with and don't always do. But when I have, it's come true. And so I know this is something that I genuinely believe. This is something that is true. Say you want to feel peaceful, start making micro choices that a peaceful version of you would make. Say you want abundance. Start noticing where abundance already exists in tiny forms in your life. Even if it's the sunlight through your window or the breath in your chest. These aren't affirmations. They're frequency stabilizers. We already have an abundance of certain things in our life. We already have peace in ways. We just choose to align more and seek more of them. Make the micro choices to notice those more. And each time you do this, you glide a little closer to that matching reality. The more you align with that frequency, the less resistance you feel because you've tuned to a station that's playing your song. And here's the twist that reality transurfing adds to manifestation culture. You don't need to want it so badly. In fact, the more importance you assign to something, the more energy and balance you create. So think of importance like static in your field. The more you obsess, the more distortion you add. The way out is neutrality. So to hold the desire softly, not as a demand, but as a preference. Like, yeah, this is something I prefer. I don't have to have it, but I would like it. To say that this is the version I choose and then get back to living. Like, I'd like this. I'm going to choose to feel this ease right now and just get back to living. Because when you detach from needing it, you step into the version of reality where it's already true. And you stop chasing waves and start surfing them. So maybe we don't create new realities. Maybe we just remember the one that already holds the version of us we're becoming. So how do we actually surf between realities consciously without overthinking or forcing or spiraling into control mode? It starts with awareness. When you notice your mood or your thoughts or your energy, you're noticing the current frequency you're tuned into. That's step one. Then step two is alignment. Choosing your vibration like you'd choose a playlist. Ask yourself, what emotion matches the version of reality I want to be in? If it's peace, breathe like peace. If it's abundance, move like abundance. If it's love, speak like love. The body is the remote control. Then comes the surrender. Step three, the release of needing to make it happen. Think of it like floating in the ocean. They say that the more you tense up, the more you sink. But when you relax, the water holds you. You float. And that's what reality does too. It holds you when you stop trying to hold it. You don't have to map every detail of your dream timeline. You just have to feel the essence of it and trust that the mirror will arrange itself accordingly. It's like the universe is honestly just telling us, hey, show me who you are and I'll show you where you live right now. This is your timeline right now. You know, I like to do deep breaths during the podcast. Wherever you are right now, whether you're in your car or on a walk or in your kitchen, in your bed, pause for a moment and feel the air move in and out. That breath is happening in this timeline. But somewhere, perhaps another version of you is taking a breath too. One who made a different choice, or healed a little sooner, or found the courage to take that leap that you've always wanted to deep down. And maybe through every act of awareness, every movement of gratitude, Every soft exhale, you're gliding closer to the version of you that feels most like home. So tonight, whether you believe in parallel realities or just love the poetry of possibility, let yourself wander. What if the smallest shift in energy could move you toward a whole new world? That's crazy to think about. Notice those little tiny micro choices could actually change your reality. And you wouldn't even need to knock. Because maybe you're already there. Anyway, thank you for tuning into this Freaky Friday. Please share it with a friend and check out Sean Loucks, SionLouks, on Instagram and his music on every platform. I hope to connect with you Magic Monday. Happy birthday again to your own magic. Thank you for staying with me for 8 years. If you've been around for 8 years, it's phenomenal. Remember, reality is a mirror. You are both the reflection and the light. With all that being said, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic. Thank you.